This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I Googled it. I Googled how to spell the producer.
I know, but it looks like the producer.
I Googled it just so that no one could find another way of pronouncing it. I want it. So what's going on is we all know now that Chris from down the hall is now Chris the producer.
Yes.
He gets to change his name just like Prince and P. Diddy.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's officially on the show.
I'm yeah.
so excited to have you here. But I was doing all of the back end work, trying to get you access to the text line, trying to get you access to your own email address here at 96.5thebuzz.com. I just don't want you to be Chris the producer.
That's a little boring.
Right. But you're not boring.
But am I Chris the Producer?
I like the, T-H-A, the.
Mm-hmm.
I like Chris the, and then I want it to be Producer.
Producer. What about U-S-A? Producer. Like Medusa. Could that work?
I don't know. Let me write that down. Spell it.
All right. P-R-O-D-U-S-A. Producer.
Oh my, you know what? When you mess with things like that, most people just don't even email. They're like, how do I get to this guy? I don't know. The Chris the Producer. D-U-S-A. Damn it.
What are we going to do?
I don't know. I don't know yet. That's okay.
We'll figure it out.
Yeah. There's no rush for an email address at
no.
this point. But darn it.
Who would be messaging me?
Hoes
and blows.
What? Good morning.
Good morning. It's a Wednesday?
Yes, it's Mortified. I only know it as Mortified.
Mortified Wednesday.
Yes.
Mortified. I was up till 1 a.m. going through my IM chat trying to find these.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I'm so excited to hear. Is it embarrassing?
It's my first time I asked a girl out on Instant Messenger.
And that was a way to do it,
kid. It was.
If you're listening, if you're up early for school, I think nobody's at school anymore. That was get on the computer, go home, run home, message. And then that was kind of the first status update.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Because you would tell people what you were doing. Going to take a shower, leave a message.
And that's when the girls would make their usernames, like the wavy forms and just elaborate as long as they can. And then when they had messaged you, this whole long thing would have to be there. It's like, do you need to have four waves of asterisks in your name?
I'm interested to know your AOL Instant Messenger name, but we'll get into that next.
Jordan Silver and Friends. 6 to 9 on 96.5 The Buzz.
So you brought in an old AOL Instant Messenger conversation from Mortified at 7:30.
Yes. It might have been ICQ.
Whoa!
You remember that one?
Of course I do.
Yes.
That's right. That just brought anybody in their 30s all the way back.
That was the cool one
was
to go
it?
To. I mean, for me, my brother had it first.
Okay.
And I was 2 years younger than him. So, of course, everything he did was cooler.
Mm-hmm.
And he, of course, we all had the AOL Instant Messenger. And then that wasn't cool anymore. So he had to go to the ICQ.
Really? ICQ? We're talking about very, I don't want to say very old chat programs, but that's what they are. We're talking late 90s, mid-late 90s. See, what I didn't like about ICQ is that it was a long, long number. You weren't a username. You were like 16733244728.
Couldn't you change that?
Probably. I don't know. I wasn't a hacker back then.
Okay.
I listened to my Spice Girl CD.
You just used your user-generated name that they gave you?
Yeah, which was like a giant, long number. But now that AOL is no longer with us, Father,
rest
Son, and the Holy Ghost. Yes, rest in peace. I'm wondering what your old AOL IM name was. What was your screen name?
Are you sure you want to know that?
I mean, is that important for Mortified? Is it going to give away anything?
No, it won't give away anything.
Oh, then hell yeah, I want to know. Do you want to hear mine first, I guess? Are you nervous?
Give me your first name.
Surf Sam Surf. And the reason was, and it was Sam with two M's, was because there was an old AOL Instant Messenger conversation commercial. And the person on the chat in the commercial was Surf Sam Surf with one M. So I became Surf Sam with two M's. Mm. So I could, because I'm a loser and I wanted to say that my screen name was on the commercial because I'm a loser. But yeah, I was Surf Sam Surf.
Surf Sam Surf.
Surf Sam Surf. What was yours?
Well, mine was Aria 86.
Aria 86?
Aria 486. RU 486.
What's 86?
Death.
Stream Jordan Silver and Friends 6 to 9 on the radio.com app.
It was actually light when I walked into work today.
Mm-hmm.
I could see my hand.
I saw the sun coming up.
This is freaking me out. I don't like it.
Feels like I'm, because yeah, normally when I come into work at that time of the day, it's pitch black. It's dark. The day hasn't even started yet.
Right.
But the sun's starting to come up and it feels like, am I late for work?
That's exactly how I feel. That's exactly how I feel. Because I moved here in September. By that point, you know, the days are getting shorter. So I have never come to work. And I've seen the progression over the past couple weeks of it getting lighter and lighter and lighter. But the fact that I thought I was in a dream. And I'm like, damn it, I just did like 2 hours of show prep in this dream. I'm going to wake up and have to do all that work again.
So you've never experienced sunlight this early before?
Not in Kansas City, no.
What about like California?
Yeah, but that's different. That sun's always out. God, if I, dude, I don't know how many times I would wake up. It rains about twice a year there.
Mm-hmm.
Dead serious. And I would wake up and look out the window, open the shade, and be like, ugh, it's another beautiful day. It's another beautiful day. Every day looked like this. It was 70 out. But then, you know, stuff started catching on fire, and it was 120 degrees. So that's when I was like, hey, Kansas City, let's do it.
I mean, you got a trade-off, right?
Yeah, that's it. No more catching stuff on fire. But, dude, it's freaking me out. It really makes me feel like I'm in a dream. Not good for my anxiety.
It's 6:30. I prefer to be a little darker at this point.
Right. And I can't believe I'm complaining about this. This is such a first world thing.
Complaining about the sun.
Complaining about the sun and the fact that now it's not going down until like 8:30. So not only, I feel like I'm in Alaska during the time of the year where it's just bright out 24/7.
I said, just wait. I've timed the latest I've seen the sun and it's 9:35 p.m.
OhMyGod.com.
Yep. That's
really?
Probably. Yeah, absolutely. It's going to happen.
Wow.
Give it another month or so, and you'll see the sunlight up till 9:30.
Nothing makes you feel like an adult baby more than having to go to bed at night before the sun goes down.
Use the hashtag BuzzFamilyCreep when you post today. Maybe Jordan will talk about your post tomorrow at 6:30.
I mean, it's not a concert announcement, but there will be music. This is really hard to describe.
It's not a concert.
Right.
There will be music there,
mm-hmm.
but it's not a concert.
Right. It's not a concert.
Wow. What is it?
I've been trying to figure this out, how to describe this without just saying it for 2 days.
Okay.
It's a very fun event.
Okay.
It's something that I've talked about the idea before on the show and said that it's one of my favorite things that I've ever done here in Kansas City.
Could the Buzz family go back and listen to it and find out what that possibly could be? Or is that...
If one person does that, I will somehow figure out a way, I don't know, to have them meet Billie Eilish or something. Because, like, who would do that?
Right.
No one. Everybody here has their own life. They're not going to go back in the past. But, yeah, we have an announcement at 8:45. It's... an event? Can I call it an event, right? Yeah, it's an event.
I just want to know what has music that's not a concert. I want to know.
It's an event.
It's an event.
It's an event. It's something that you go to and you have fun at. Wow, I might as well be pulling this from the dictionary. But see,
is there any other hints or clues you can give?
No, because I feel like the next thing I would say would give it away, and we can't until 8:45 when we have our friend from promotions downstairs come in to announce it. It's going to be a big deal.
I'm excited.
It's going to be really fun. But see, I feel like I've scared the Buzz family now. I feel like the boy who cried wolf.
Because
you remember a couple weeks ago, actually I know the exact date, April 12th, that I told everybody to hang on until 7:30 don't get out of your car or anything. Like, you need to be here for what I'm going to say.
I think so.
And then it ended up being my cat's birthday.
Yes.
Well, I got yelled at a lot. Ooh. A lot.
Mm-hmm. I remember that.
From all over the place. Even in the bathroom. What are you doing? Don't do that. Don't cry wolf. But this is actually a real thing going on. We're going to announce it at 8:45. It's an event that has music, but it's not a concert. It sounds like a riddle, doesn't it?
Text in what you think this riddle is.
Yeah, 96500.
Catch Jordan Silver and friends from 6 to 9 on The Buzz.
Dude. When I started looking at the text line and what people were texting in, I thought of this meme I saw this week that said, there's no bigger red flag than when someone likes me for me.
Oh.
Because I was like, did the information get out? There's no way that people pay enough attention to know with that little clue that I gave exactly what it is, but I'll be darned.
It looks like they do.
They do. Isn't that sad?
Yeah. We've got the information here. Some people know it, but we still can't announce it.
Yeah, we can't announce it. But what I was saying was sad was just that that's where I go in my head, first off, is like either it's been announced already. There's no way people pay attention enough. Wow. Wow, we better watch what we say then, I guess.
We have to. They listen and they document.
They do. Yes, we know that for a fact. Wow. All right, 8:45, there's going to be an announcement. Most people that texted in got it right.
Mm-hmm. Well, someone said a wedding has music and that's not a concert, so. I guess I need to eat those words.
But who's getting married? Nobody here. Nobody here that isn't already married is marriage material.
Hashtag Jordan Silver and friends on The Buzz.
Chris, people in emotional pain, it's not something to make fun of at all. I found this news story, though, and it's like that line. I don't like making fun of people, but it's hard to hear. This is what the woman is saying, and she's crying and saying that it's just really weird when it finally hits you. Take a listen.
It's been hard to somebody. It's funny. You don't know when it's going to hit you.
She sounds really upset.
But it's what she's upset about that even I cannot handle. I can't. Find out what it is coming up at 7:10 with the news.
Jordan Silver and friends on The Buzz. Jordan Silver and friends news on 96.5 The Buzz.
Bill de Blasio, mayor of
New York City.
Good job, New York City. Get the rope. That's a Bush's baked beans commercial. Never mind. Okay, so Bill de Blasio trying to run for president.
There's like 43 others, but yeah.
He was on CNN yesterday, and they asked him about what music.
Ooh.
What's your favorite band?
My favorite band is The Clash.
Maybe it's just me, but it doesn't sound like he knows what he's talking about when he goes into explaining.
Very cool.
Yes.
And so what are your top songs that you like to listen to?
Oh, so many. So many.
To me, right? That's like, oh, I can't think of an answer. Give my brain one extra second to figure it out.
Now, I'd say for The Clash, when I think about it, London Calling, that whole album, beautiful album.
And just like a proper politician, totally diverts the fact that he doesn't know what he's talking about.
So, but I also love, I love reggae. I love Bob Marley. I love Peter Tosh.
And then the newswoman throws in a loop. Listen,
how do you feel about ska?
I love ska.
Right, because combo of the punk, your punk aesthetic and reggae. Yeah.
I didn't know you had all this too.
Yes, there's a whole hidden ska happening inside.
I don't know why, but that made me feel like when my parents first talked to me about sex. It's clinically disgusting. Just did not seem real at all. Okay, local news. 30 tornadoes reported in the central U.S. yesterday.
Yeah, in one day?
One day, 30 tornadoes. And I saw right underneath it, it said something like, how not to drain your wallet when it comes to floods. And I was sitting there going like, wow, how does water get in your wallet? It's a Wednesday. What do you have, Chris, for news?
Okay, you know how they say that necessity is the mother of invention?
Who says that?
People.
Okay.
So in Mexico City, there's like 70 violent muggings a day.
Damn.
So there's 70 violent muggings a day.
Mm-hmm.
And the number one thing that they're taking is cell phones.
Okay. Oh, man. That would be a bummer.
Right?
Yeah.
So to combat that, people are purchasing fake cell phones to give to the muggers.
Shut up!
Yes!
That's so smart!
Right?
Wait, have you ever been mugged?
Haven't been mugged, but I've been burglarized.
Oh, I haven't been any of them yet. Knock on wood!
That's bad.
Oh, now this woman in Michigan, she sounds really upset. Take a listen to this.
It's funny. You don't know when it's going to hit you. It's going to hit you.
She's really upset about something.
Yeah, she is.
What would make you that upset to cry on the news?
Okay, if my house burned up.
In Michigan, I'm reading this verbatim. They had a candlelight vigil. They had a candlelight vigil for a Kroger store that closed.
What?
Yeah.
When the upset shoppers look across the street, they see another Kroger store, and that was a big factor in why they decided to close. Kroger officials say laid-off employees will be offered jobs at other stores in the area.
Not a single person of any color in that entire candlelight vigil. Vigil! What is wrong with...
She says Titanic is her favorite movie, but she hasn't been to the museum in Branson yet. Jordan Silver and Friends.
Time is almost among us. 7:30 on Wednesday.
Board a pod.
Like the literal middle of the week.
Mm-hmm.
Like the worst part of the week.
Hump day.
Uh-huh. And we decide to do the most embarrassing thing.
Yeah. Why not?
Yeah. You know, if it makes people laugh, if it makes people reminisce, if it gets people talking about the stuff that they did when they were kids, then... it's worth it. It's worth all the embarrassment.
Absolutely.
It's something we call mortified, where we bring in something from the past and share it with the Buzz family for them to laugh, hopefully. God, I've played my old bands before. I played a sexy spot that I had to do once for a club.
Don't forget Ricky.
Oh, yeah, my boyfriend in a box.
Yep.
That's right. That blew up.
That did.
So,
have you gotten the other one yet? Did you order that?
I did not. I felt like I was cheating on Ricky if I bought the other boyfriends in a box. You know, I don't. He's not my type, but I don't want to be a two-timer.
Right.
So, for Mortified today, what did you bring in?
So I was up till 1 a.m. Mm-hmm. going through all my past files and messages, but I found an exchange between a girl and I back in the late 90s on Instant Messenger.
Can we know what it's about?
This was a girl that I liked, and I believe it was my first time I ever, like, asked a girl out.
Really?
Yeah.
Because I remember you brought in something, a note that you wrote later in life to a girl who worked at a Mercedes dealership.
Yes.
And that was kind of creepy. But
that was a love note that I never gave to her.
Okay, but this is something that where you were speaking to someone and they were speaking back.
Yes, an actual exchange between two human beings.
Wow. And for me, I brought in a letter where we kicked my drummer out of our band.
Ooh, the reason? This is his firing?
Oh, yeah. Oh. This is his firing with bad spelling and everything. And I don't know why, but ska seems to be the theme of the day because this was my ska band. The Rascals, R-A-S-K-A-L-S.
The Rascals.
Yeah, we were horrible. We were so bad. So bad. But who's going to go first? Let's slip a coin.
Ooh, yeah.
And see what happens.
Let's do that.
After this.
Once she finished an 18,000-piece puzzle in 40 days. Wow. Someone really needs a life. Jordan Silver and Friends.
Hold on. This is mortifying.
It's like hashtag Throwback Thursday, except way, way, way more embarrassing. This is Mortified.
Yes, this is already starting awesome. Chris, what is going on here with this AOL Instant Messenger chat?
I'm not sure. All right.
Tell me, how old were you?
I was born in 86. This happened in like 98, 99. So I would have been like 12.
Okay, 12 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And you started to get the feelings.
Yes. And this was in Buffalo Center, Iowa. Every summer, I stayed at my grandparents for like 2 weeks by myself.
Mm-hmm.
It was amazing. And across the street was a nice little girl.
How little?
She was a year younger than me.
Okay.
So, yeah, we started instant messaging on that, and that just kind of how that started.
Were you friends before?
We...
like, kind of that, you're my friend, and then all of a sudden now I'm starting to have feelings with you, you know, as you grow up. And
Yeah, because it's definitely a thing where I only saw her, you know, the 2 weeks of the year
right.
for the past 6 years. Oh. So it was like that...
she's kinda, a summertime girl.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what, like, LFO kind of sings about or did sing about back in that time.
Exactly.
That time period. So, this is AOL Instant Messenger.
Mm-hmm.
And did you... Did you have a chance with her? Did you? Looking back.
I thought I was smooth. And I thought just, it was a small town of like 1,200. Mm-hmm. There weren't like any other people. I thought by deduction, I was the only choice. So I thought I had a chance.
Okay, okay. And this is the first girl that you've ever asked out.
This was the first girl I ever asked out.
Okay, so I'm going to read her part.
Mm-hmm.
How would you like me to read this?
So she was a kind of a shy, maybe insecure girl.
Okay.
So maybe not too confident and kind of.
Okay, so read it like me.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
Yes.
Sounds good. All right, here we go. This is from 1999.
Yes.
For Mortified, Chris talking to a girl asking her out for the first time, 12-year-old Chris.
Yes. Hey.
Hey.
How are you?
Pretty good.
Isn't it crazy that we can message like this? Just think, before this, I'd have to send an actual letter.
I know. Isn't it crazy?
I wonder what the future will hold.
Wait, what do you mean?
Well, like technology, what technology will be in a few years.
Oh, yeah. Wow, she is really deep in this conversation
with
you. You're trying to predict the future,
yeah.
Probably trying to find something to put stock into.
Yeah, something we can, you know, kind of talk into, maybe find something we have in common or
right.
something.
Right, you definitely are trying here, and she's just, I don't know, staring at her.
Kind of one-sided.
Yeah, Jonathan Taylor Thomas poster.
Yeah.
Okay, let's continue this conversation.
So then I ask her, how's school?
It's okay.
Well, what's your favorite class?
Math. What's wrong with this bitch? No one likes math.
Right? Really? That's cool.
There you go.
I hate math. My favorite is science.
Ugh, I don't like my science teacher. She yells at everyone and doesn't really teach anything.
That sucks. Bad teachers are the worst.
Whoa.
I heard you might think I'm cute.
Wait. What, where'd you hear that?
I don't know.
Where?
Brady.
Okay, hold on a second. So, if someone were to capture you now and ask you a question that you were sworn to secrecy, they would just have to ask you twice? I mean, look, I don't... Where did you hear that I liked you? I don't know. Where? Brady? Wow, way to call Brady out. Who's Brady,
oh,
by the way?
Brady was the kid who was a few years younger than both of us that lived just down the gravel road.
Okay, down the gravel road, Brady.
Yep.
Brady. What did he say?
That you thought I was cute.
Well, maybe I do. Ooh!
I think you're cute.
Thanks. Wow, that's like when you tell someone you love them for the first time and they're like, I'm not there yet.
All right, so...
Oh, wow, this escalates quickly.
So, well, do you want to go out with me?
I don't know. I've never had a boyfriend before.
Well, it's okay. I can be your first.
Well, let me just think about it.
Okay.
So then...
So this was like at noon or something... We both had having lunch or something.
Mm-hmm.
And then a few hours later, 3, 4 p.m.-ish.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay, what?
Okay, I'll go out with you.
Oh, my God. Really? Like, for real?
Yeah.
Sweet. Want to hang out?
Okay.
When do you want to hang out?
Let's hang out after dinner.
Okay.
This is so fast. You guys move so fast.
Right? So we go to dinner.
Okay.
And then after dinner.
Wait, you just can go to dinner at 12 years old?
Well, my grandparents cooked the dinner.
Oh, okay. Just checking.
Just across.
Like, you're having wine and people are serving you and just, wow.
No, we probably had, like, steak, mashed potatoes, and spaghetti.
Oh, my God.
Since
what
that's what we always had.
Is that mix? Steak and mashed potatoes? Fine enough.
Mm-hmm.
What? All right, we'll just keep going with Mortified. Chris asking a girl out for the first time.
I had fun hanging out with you.
Oh, no. Oh, no. That's my own comment, because I'm kind of reading ahead. I've been doing some thinking.
Oh, yeah?
I'm not sure that we should go out.
What? Why not? Is it me? Did I do something wrong?
I feel weird.
You feel weird? We can take it slow. Is there someone else?
No.
We'd been talking for like 8 hours at this point.
That's it, and you've gone through an entire relationship. You and this girl. And she's already breaking up with you after dinner. I'll bet you it had something to do with those SpaghettiOs.
Then what is it?
IDK.
Do you not like me anymore?
IDK. It's just all too much.
Well, can we still hang out? Can we still be friends?
You have gone through all the levels of going out with someone, breaking up, and then being okay with it later. She said, yeah.
But it has nothing to do with me. I just want to make sure.
No. Nothing to do with you.
Okay, I can deal with that. I just wanted to make sure it wasn't me. Do you still want to hang out? Hello? Hello?
Seriously?
And then she signed off. And I never saw her again.
What did you do
at
dinner?
I don't know! I was 12 years old!
What did you do at dinner? What did you do at dinner?
I need to ask her.
Is she still alive?
Yes.
I'm so sorry. I always ask that question about people that wrong you.
One time, she developed carpal tunnel from writing in her journal about how much she hated her ex. Jordan Silver and Friends.
That one goes out to the girl that wronged you when you were 12 in the middle of Iowa.
That cold, hard bitch.
Yeah, as much as what you wrote. What you did your mortified on. I don't know why, but that just reminded me of... We moved around, I don't know, probably like 4 or 5 times in my childhood. And the last place that we lived, the place that my parents live now, there was a girl that was about my age that lived down the street. And everyone was like, all the parents were like, you guys are going to get along so well. And we did. We got along really well. But one day in 1994, this bitch said, quote, Ace of Base sucks.
What?
I don't know how long ago 1994 was. I think we're in the...
25 years ago.
25 years ago. Have not talked to that bitch since.
That was my first CD.
Ace of Base, the sign?
Ace of Base.
The sign?
Yes.
Oh, yes, that's a good one. Well, we're going down the road right now with old stuff because it's mortified. And yeah, nope. 25 years later, she's still a neighbor. And I haven't talked to her because she said Ace of Base sucks.
Good.
Because I'll tell you one thing. Ace of Base does not
No!
suck.
It's like hashtag Throwback Thursday. Except way, way, way more embarrassing. This is Mortified.
So, I've done this with myself only. When there was like nobody to do the show with, I played a couple of my first bands for the Buzz family. And they got to hear how insanely talented... I was.
You were a rock star.
So I had this basically a Bush cover band. That was my first band when I was 11, 12, 13, something like that. Then finally, I just got sick of how depressing our music was. We were just playing Bush covers. And I decided to start, this is again the theme of the day, a ska band.
Yeah.
Huge. Mm-hmm. Lots of horns. And we were called the Rascals, RA SKA. LS.
Brilliant.
This is a tiny little clip from our last show. I just want you to hear how good we are covering Real Big Fish's Sellout. Yeah. Yeah. So that's how good we were.
They were on tune.
We weren't even in the same...
Key changes?
No, we weren't even in the same, like, time... I can't even think now. We weren't even on the same planet. We weren't even in the same band, okay?
There you go.
It was like 1, 2, 3, 4, and everyone just starts. Okay, so we were really, really, really good, and we had a really big following, and I'm being facetious.
Okay, I thought you were being serious for a second.
No. But there was actually, in the state of Maine and New England, there was a pretty big ska scene. Mm-hmm. So there were some really good bands that came out of there. It's one band called The Taxis that are not around anymore, but they were just like the best ska band from up there. And we got in the scene and we started playing. But the thing was, I had, at this point, a bunch of friends that were girls. Mm-hmm. I have to say it that way, not girlfriends. Friends that were girls. And then I was in bands with boys. So I was the conduit.
Yes.
Between horny teenage girls and horny teenage boys. And I was not attracted to any of the boys. Because, you know, it's me and I just hadn't figured that out yet. Mm-hmm. So there was this one guy, our drummer. It's always the drummer.
Always.
Have you been in bands before?
I've never been in a band.
Okay.
Well, except a church band. But.
Counts.
Okay. I've been in a band.
That counts because we're on the radio. But if we were having this conversation like somewhere else, I would say that does not count. So it's always the drummer. Maybe I'm wrong. But in my situation, it's always a drummer. You always have to feed their ego and just... So we had this guy, pretty good drummer, a little bit older than us. His name was Alan. And he was doing some stuff that made it so that I had to sit the band down and be like, we can't have Alan in this band anymore. So this is the letter that I wrote Alan to kick him out of the Rascals.
You fired him?
I had to. Yes. And I wrote a hand letter right here. I have two copies of it. One went to Alan and one went to me, just, you know, for my records, because I'm that bitch. Here we go. Alan, I have to talk to you. First off, by the way, I'm 16 or 17 in this. First off, I know about you kissing Janet in the library and kissing Sarah behind the gym. That is not cool.
Whoa.
Just because you're a drummer in my band doesn't mean that you can take advantage of my friends. And because of this, I have no choice to kick you out of the Rascals. There are like 20 people coming to our concerts right now, and 30 people said that they were going to go to our next one. So we're blowing up. We're going to get really famous, and I can't have a drummer that I can't trust with my friends or my precious songs. I also need the stuff I let you borrow from me. My Spice Girls CD. I loved that CD. I used to listen to it every time when I would go on the internet. If you don't have it anymore, then I want the $15 so I can buy a new CD from Sam Goody at the mall. Also, I need my Pogs. Pogs. Pogs.
This is a treasure chest in the time travel.
It really, by the way, I did get my Pogs back.
Well, good.
Kids, Gen Zers, just Google what a Pog is, P-O-G. No one knew how to play it. No one knew how to play it. Also, Alan, I need my Pogs. They are precious to me, and I used to spend my lunch money on them instead of food in middle school. I starved for those Pogs. And my Game Boy. I can't believe I let this guy use my Game Boy. We were poor. The Game Boy is irreplaceable. E-R-R-E-P-L-A-C-E-A-B-E-L-E. Irreplaceable. Exactly like Beyonce spells it. Since that was the last thing that I ever got from my deceased grandfather. By the way, both of my grandfathers died in the past 3 years. So that's a lie. Sorry to end it this way, but Bob is our drummer now, and he can bring like 10 more people to a show, and the girls like him. So sorry. Also, Sarah and Janet said that you're a bad kisser. Have a fun day. Signed, Gwen Stefani.
That's amazing.
You know, I feel like I need to read this letter to my therapist.
Jordan Silver and Friends. Vulgarity is no substitute for wit. Jordan Silver and Friends News on 96.5 The Buzz.
Mayor Bill de Blasio trying to run for president. Was on CNN to talk about politics, and then they threw him for a loop with this music question.
So what's on your playlist? What's your favorite band?
My favorite band is The Clash.
I mean, that should be something that someone can talk about endlessly. Who's your favorite band? Right?
Yeah, I could go on and on about my favorite band.
And so what are your top songs that you like to listen to?
Oh, so many. So many. Now, I'd say for The Clash, when I think about it, London Calling, that whole album, beautiful album. There's many good hits on that one.
I don't trust that this man likes The Clash. I cannot vote for somebody that I do not trust. Now I know why he's not doing so well in the polls. If you can't even tell the truth about who you like for music, I wonder who he's really a fan of then, if this is maybe possibly covering up someone.
Lil Wayne?
No, everybody likes Lil Wayne. No one would be embarrassed of that.
Christina Aguilera.
There's nothing wrong with Christina. Let's just move on before you make me angry. So back in 1985, Coca-Cola decided to change the taste of Coke. It did not go over well.
No, they did not. They pulled it after only 79 days on the market.
This is an actual clip from the news story in 1985.
Coke is scrambling to reverse the most dramatic miscalculation in its history, dumping its 99-year-old formula. Coke bottlers began rushing the so-called classic Coke to supermarkets, where the new sweeter Coke was a big disappointment.
Ooh, I can't wait to ask James about trying this new Coke.
Who's James?
My drug dealer fool. Just joking! I can drug-free, ready to pee. I can totally pee a clean drug test, which is some parts exciting and some parts
boring.
Yeah.
I cannot believe that this woman is this upset.
Wait. No, I'm going to play the audio for everyone before we tell them what she's upset about.
This store has been closed to us tonight. It's funny. You don't know when it's going to hit you.
Okay, Chris, tell him. Why is she crying on the news?
Because her Kroger store closed.
In Michigan. Candlelight vigil. Candlelight vigil for a Kroger when across the street there was another one.
You've got to be kidding me.
I'm not kidding you, man. That is
white people problems.
Thank you. All right, last one. I've got a story. Guy in Virginia Beach. Cops were called on him because there was apparently drugs in his house. We know this story. This is like the stereotypical story. This takes quite a turn. Hold on.
Norfolk police say a drug investigation led them to Virginia Beach, where they found items that were believed to be components of a lab used for manufacturing drugs.
Meth. They found the stuff to make meth. But that's not what the guy said that he was doing.
Haynes says it was all a misunderstanding.
Every one of my neighbors know about the chemistry equipment, including my landlord.
He said that this is not for meth. This is for making essential oils.
Oh, well, I believe him.
You know when you can look at somebody and be like, that guy looks like he is into
essential oils.
Yeah, he's got essential oils teeth.
Jordan Silver and friends. She swears to God it's a back massager.
That song is so catchy, I can forgive the fact that he has face tattoos.
You can forgive the fact?
Yes.
All right.
Because there's only like two little ones. Two little face tattoos. Dominic Fike. That was Three Nights, Jordan Silver and Friends, 96.5 The Buzz. Dude, so I was creeping on people on Instagram, creeping on the Buzz family, because that is what I do.
Yeah.
When I'm sitting at home, I ain't got nothing to do. I'm on Instagram, like, checking everybody out. So somebody, this seems to be a running theme, and I wish I knew how to tell people that it can be fixed, but people were messaging that they are upset that they don't get to hear the entire show, our entire show. And I'm like, well, do you know what the podcast is? And they're like, no.
Well, they don't know.
They don't know the podcast.
We need to tell them.
We do. Tell them.
We've got a podcast on 96.5thebuzz.com.
And
Jordan Silver and Friends.
And radio.com.
Radio.com as well.
And
iTunes.
Yes.
Apple iTunes.
So basically what we do is we take the show at the end of the day, cut out all the music, put together all the talking parts, and upload it by 11 a.m.
For sure.
Right, because that's your job now. So I'm like, it's updated by 11 a.m., right? for sure. And so, yeah, if you miss anything, if you had to get out of the car, if you miss the entire show and just want to catch up with what we are doing with our lives, podcast.
I would recommend everybody check out the podcast at least twice a day.
Well, but we only have one.
But they need to listen to it again and then show their friends.
Okay. All right. That works. Also, can we please have a review? We haven't had a review on that thing since February. And it wasn't nice. It was not nice.
The next person to give a 5-star review, I will do something special for that person.
Like what?
We'll have to find out.
Is it dirty?
It can be. If they want it to be dirty.
You're married.
No, like I'll give them some dirt.
Nah. Nah. Now you promised them.
Well.
I mean, that's kind of messed up to promise someone something like that and then. Wait, we can't solicit for reviews. We cannot pay people to give us reviews on iTunes.
Oh, I'll have to get those checks back.
Then. Yeah, get those checks back. But yeah, the podcast, every day by 11 o'clock, if you miss something, it's going to be up there, 965thebuzz.com, radio.com app, or your purple podcast app on your iPhone. That's, yeah.
It's a great place to listen to it. You can have the whole show condensed into one thing, and you don't have to... You don't have to not listen to us. You can listen to us for the entire thing. No breaks, no pauses.
Yeah, for real. Well, I'm just one giant run-on sentence.
Let's see if we can make it a whole show without Jordan making a Titanic reference. Jordan Silver and Friends.
There's no bigger red flag than when someone likes me for me. What is wrong with them?
What is wrong with
What them? Is going on? So that's kind of how I felt this morning when... I realize that y'all pay attention. They do.
Buzz, I know what's going on.
On it. I teased something. We're going to do an announcement coming up at 8:45. I didn't think that anyone would get it. I didn't think anyone would guess what it was.
You didn't even think one person would know.
No. And I promised something that I cannot promise, too, because I figured like no one would get this. But then all of a sudden, the text line was like, it's this, blah, 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 blah. So
where are these meet and greet tickets?
Shut up. Why do you got to bring that up? I was going to ask you to cut that out of the podcast for crying out loud. Now, 8:45. We've got an announcement for something that is not a concert, but it has music.
13 minutes.
It's a buzz.
Her biggest turn on estate sales. Jordan Silver on 96.5. The Buzz.
Do not adjust your radios. What you are about to hear is the voice of Nikki from Promotions.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you getting up at 8:47?
I'm about a half hour above my schedule today, but I'm doing all right.
Well, you look great.
Thank you.
I don't know why you needed to look so great for the radio, because we come in like we rolled out of bed.
Okay. Well, it's so nice to be here. And with Chris. You know, Chris and I work together, but now I'm in the studio with him.
Was that at the strip club?
No, in Promotions.
Okay.
And Chris has also been Chris of Promotions.
Right.
Chris from down the hall, Chris of Promotions.
Chris so, the yes. producer.
Yeah.
That's where we are now.
That's where he is now. That's where he is. So, this morning, I talked about the fact that we were going to announce this around 8:45.
Uh-huh.
And I didn't think that people pay that much attention to me when I talk. So I said, yeah, this is a version of one of the funnest things that I've done in Kansas City. And then the text line just goes, boop, totally nailed it.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, so we need
Great.
To... We need
that. Why?
I don't know. That just seemed like I drew a finger painting and you just were excited and you wanted me to go away when you said, great.
No. I'm glad that people, you know, got the nail on the head. That means they won it, right?
They did. So hush.
Hush. Silent disco.
Yeah, we're doing a silent disco.
I'm so excited.
At
yes.
the Truman on June 29th. That's a Saturday.
Uh-huh. Okay, so imagine it's going to be sweltering Kansas heat that you have not experienced yet.
Mm.
Uh-huh. You're going to be out of that hoodie, girl.
Oh, yes.
You are.
I'm going to be in Daisy Dukes. Just you haven't seen me in what I wear when it's really hot and muggy.
Yeah, so it's going to be nice and cool and dark in the Truman. The Truman, it's like a prison in there, as you know. So mm-hmm. it will be perfect for like a glow party. So we got all kinds of like glow paint, which is really going to be awesome when you come in, and then all the light show that we've got put together with three DJs on the stage. So, yeah, I'm excited. We finally get to have a silent disco.
Yes, it's so fun. See, the thing about it is the idea of it kind of sounds lame. I'm going to be honest, because the first time I went to one of these, I was like, I don't know how I feel about this. I brought someone and they were like, I don't know how I'm going to feel about this either. Right. But it's one of those things that it's so almost futuristic that you have to experience it before you realize, I'm just a jerk. This is actually really fun because it's kind of, it's a dance party on demand kind of for you because
yeah.
each channel goes to a different DJ, the channel that's on your headphones. And so you may get sick of what the green DJ is playing. So you're like, you go to red and, you know, it really makes people feel together. It's so fun. Have you been to one yet?
Well, if you'll recall, I got scammed trying to go to the first one. This is my revenge. I have to throw my own so that I can get in.
Oh, my God. Wow.
Yeah, I went to one a couple years ago. You know, they do it at Boulevardia, mm-hmm. and it is really cool. But, you know, you're definitely less inhibited in the dark and not when you're, like, sweaty at a music festival.
Totally.
Under the sun.
Yeah, totally. It's something about being inside and, yeah, with the air conditioning. Which,
yeah.
So it's going to be sweltering June 29th, you think?
Oh, my goodness. Yes, it is. And I'm so excited, though, for what's going to be happening inside. We are going to have, like, EDM, 90s, early 2000s, some R&B. So
yeah.
The three DJs that are up there kind of will have their own mix, too. So, yeah, so much to absorb there. And then when you take your headphones off, like, you can just mingle and have cocktails and talk
yeah.
to your friends. So
yeah.
that's the best thing too.
On the dance floor.
Yeah.
It's you are not damaging your ears at well, unless you turn the headphones up really, really loud.
Yeah, that's your own responsibility, just like normal.
Wow. So where do people get tickets and when are tickets on sale?
So they're on the concerts page, 965thebuzz.com. They're on sale now. There's a GA ticket and then there's a VIP ticket because at the Truman, they have this VIP thing upstairs for only like 100 people. So you can get your own bar and your own bathroom. Some extra drink tickets, stuff like that.
Always the most important part is the bathroom.
I'm paying extra no matter what.
Yeah. I'm not going behind a dumpster outside and I'm not waiting in line for 45 minutes just to go to the bathroom because I want to be dancing.
Totally.
That's what we're going to be doing at the Silent Disco. Can you mention any of the DJs yet or is that still under wraps?
It's under wraps right now. We are solidifying it, but I'm really excited because we're working with this company, Hush Concerts,
mm-hmm.
and they do these silent discos like in New York and LA. They've got some really slick people, so we're excited to see them in Kansas City.
This is going to be awesome. I wonder if you're going to get Jeremy up there on the ones and twos for some 90s songs.
No.
All right. She's just in the studio going, yep, cool.
No.
I could do that. No, why not? She's a DJ. She's a great DJ. All right, cool. So 965thebuzz.com. It's called Hush, Our Silent Disco, happening at the Truman on June 29th, and tickets on sale right now. Thank
yeah.
you for bringing this.
Thank you.
No daddy issues here, but mommy issues like, whoa. Jordan Silver on 96.5 The Buzz.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. What everyone missed off air, is... I asked if I could play a little bit of music.
Mm-hmm.
I could because I've never like DJed before, but I think I could do it.
Yeah.
Like I'm a great car DJ.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if we're going on a long road trip. Oh, yeah. I've got all my entire phone is just filled with the songs that you forgot that you love.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
from
amazing.
From like the 1800s to now.
Ah!
So
tell me what your color is and I'll listen to you.
I don't know yet. I just asked if I could, you know, kind of guest DJ.
You don't know for sure?
Well, she just said, yeah. yeah, okay. And then kind of walked off. So I don't know if that was a real yeah or a...
Sounds like a no maybe.
No, I think it's... I'm going to practice, though, like I am DJing.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Can I witness that?
Of course. You can video me just dancing around.
Please. Are you going to wear a helmet?
What? Why?
Because don't DJers wear helmets?
What, DJers?
DJs?
Chris from... Chris the producer. I need you up there, though, with me. Can you be this, like, you wear dark sunglasses and just kind of...
I can wear a suit and, like, be your security and just stand there.
Yeah. That's where... That's how it's going to go.
Yeah, I'll do that.
I'm just so excited that you have still, even though we've been talking about this for 2 minutes, not asked me what I would like to play.
Oh. That would be very important since you are going to be picking the music, Jordan.
Right.
What would you play?
I mean, obviously, I'm going to play...
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.